lives. They're just the way that the stars were lined up, that they have migraine headaches all the time, or they get bad eyes. I got a bad deal in the eye department. I got all kinds of issues, but teeth, I got dealt a good hand there. Pretty lucky with my teeth. Good, solid, strong, fairly white without having to whiten them teeth. Not everybody gets that. But I also take care of them by going to the dentist. And sometimes the problems people have with their teeth are created by themselves because they don't go to the dentist. If you're one of those people and you've put it off and put it off, knock it off. Let's end it here with Ballast Dental Care. Let's put an end to this putting off what you haven't done for what you know is far too long. It's been years since you've been to a dentist. Now, let's say you've been to a dentist. You go regularly, but you're not wild about your dentist, or your dentist died or retired or is mean or has bad breath. Ballast Dental Care. I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for over 41 years, and that's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will not regret this. BallastDentalCare.com.
What, no music? Would he take the music to Mexico with him? I can't work under these conditions, Kyle.
You just said no music.
This is about your wife's pants, isn't it?
I can do it. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. No, we're not at that point yet.
Is that Mario Brothers?
God, no wonder he leaves the country so often. Yeah, I don't know how he does this. This is like college radio. John Carney in for Frank Opinion and the rest of the gang. They're back next Monday. Paul Harris. We'll have these guys on his conscience tomorrow. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled broadcast. We get Al Michaels later on this week. That'll be fun.
Wow, yeah.
About that.
Like a musician?
Sports announcer? Wait.
Oh.
Al Michaels?
Okay.
You think of Al Jolson.
He just didn't see that
was
coming.
Was he the miracle guy?
Yeah, he was the miracle guy.
Okay.
But I remember him best from the World Series game in San Francisco with the earthquake. Where he was still like, hey, and everything's shaking now. Yeah, I mean, he did it like it was a like it was a baseball game. And he's like, oh, I'm going to get under the desk now. Maybe. All right. We've got Jose Hernandez coming up in just a second, some tech talk. And it's ironic that I have to fill in for Frank to actually have Jose's ear to talk technical issues. So that's kind of fun. We'll get to that in a moment. Later still, Donny Osmond, Bill Cleveland, Mike Evans, and comedian Greg Warren, who is at the Funny Bone at Westport, starting on Thursday through Sunday. We'll get to that in a bit. More letters coming in to me and the folks at Medical Weight Loss Centers, of folks that went in there, as I did, skeptical, like, man, come on, another diet thing, for real? They approached me and said, hey, would you be interested in maybe doing a campaign with us? I said, well, I'll tell you what I will do, because I have done health products in the past, and it's one of those categories that if it doesn't work, or say I tell you to go to a restaurant, you don't have a great meal, you are not going to vilify me. It might have just been a fluke, but something as sensitive as that, losing weight, and I were to point you somewhere that didn't work, you would hold it against me for the rest of your life, and probably in your will and testament pass along to your children that they are also to resent me generations going forward. I'm careful of that category especially. So what I told them was, look, I would like to lose some weight. My wife would like to lose some weight. I will try this for a couple of weeks. This pound or two a day sounds really unattainable. So a couple of weeks and 18 pounds later, I'm like, oh, okay, all right, this seems to be working. It's working for both of us. Stayed with the program, dropped an additional 40 pounds, have kept it off in the last 2.5 months. They have a dozen or so different programs, all based on what works for you. They start with a consultation. They also draw some blood work on a panel, and their medical professionals and their doctors get together, and they come up with a plan. Like, this is going to be the best thing to work for you because your lifestyle or whatever. If you have diabetes, all of these things figured into it, and they've got programs that have proven time and time again to be successful. I know you may have made that resolution of this is the year, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to lose the weight, and by February, somebody's on your treadmill and you don't even care anymore. Find out about what they do, what they have, how it can help. The only thing you have to lose here is weight. Find out more. MedicallySupervisedWeightLoss.com. MedicallySupervisedWeightLoss.com. They're out here near Westport on Dorset. Medical Weight Loss Centers. You can call them. Operators standing by I just love saying that. I don't know why. 755-1555. 755-1555 for Medical Weight Loss Centers. Again, online, medicallysupervisedweightloss.com. Now, Jose's theme. Is there always the crowd in the background? I hear that little happening Mario Brothers theme, but
it's a live recording.
It's like a Marvin Gaye song.
Yeah.
What's going on in the background? And Jose, shrewdly brought to you by the folks at Auric Home Care Centers. If you haven't been to one, it's more than just vacuum cleaners. You can get just about anything. Not a car or a trip, but stuff you could use. 7 centers throughout the region. Have a look-see. Jose Hernandez, our very own tech man, is here. Hello, Jose.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Auric has a cordless iron.
Cordless iron?
Iron. I don't know if you do a lot of ironing. I do ironing, and I always hate having that cord flipping around trying to get in the way. Things rechargeable, pop the battery pack in and go iron.
I was ironing a shirt on Saturday, a tux shirt, because I had an event I had to host. And my wife came in, and I held it up, and I said, "Do you know what this is?"
And her response was?
"I got the couch." Again. I got the couch
this
again.
This is my ticket to the couch is what this is.
Get the iron, but don't make the jokes. Don't make the jokes. All right, so a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get to CES here in a second.
But yes.
Let's talk about something that came up just a moment ago. As the fire department has been to the radio station twice in the last hour, because our crack producer, Josh Gilbert, made popcorn.
And incorrectly.
Yeah, he dehydrated popcorn. So then there was a little pursuant conversation about the popcorn button on the microwave. And I know it's not the kind of tech stuff that you're accustomed to tackling.
Yes.
But I don't hit the popcorn button either because it's never enough time.
Okay.
There are too many unpopped kernels if I go with the popcorn button.
But you hit the popcorn button, and then in your instance, you add a little more time to it.
Well, what does it do? I mean, that's just there to appease you. It's just,
it does is make sure the popcorn does not ignite.
Which is a good thing, right?
Clearly, if the fire department has to come to your house, you're doing it wrong.
You put it on the corn nut setting. That's a completely different thing.
Yes.
So it doesn't change the way the radiation hits your food.
The radiation hits your food and at a certain amount of time, but there are ways to adjust how much radiation hits your food in any given instance.
Really?
You have a defrost button on your microwave?
Probably.
Yeah. It doesn't just zap it at 100% for X number of minutes.
It never works.
It backs off and zaps.
A defrost does not work on the microwave. It always cooks the ends of the chicken, and you've got an ice core. Always. True?
You may, in fact, have a defective microwave.
It's brand new.
I doubt that.
It's
my defrost button's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
It works pretty well.
My popcorn button is on the mark.
See, I would rather just hit it full blast for 2 minutes and keep flipping it over. Because if I put, 3 pounds of ground beef, frozen salad, defrost, hit start, it will show on the thing 4 days. Come back in four days.
You and Josh will, again, continue to suffer the flaming popcorn error.
I don't think people use the popcorn button. I think that's just a sales gimmick.
Could be.
So,
like delicates on your washing machine?
Maybe so. All right, Consumer Electronics Show didn't get to go. And once the adult film convention kind of ponied up and piggybacked, if you will, along with that, my wife's never going to let me go to the CES.
Geek's got to have something to do besides electronic porn.
People tell me that the people that go to CES have no interest in the
and vice versa.
Adult film thing.
And vice versa.
That seems odd to me. I would think they'd be all over that.
Well, no, they don't want it. They don't want it live.
It's good people watching. Vegas is always good people watching.
Yes.
But especially, I would think, during CES.
Well, the hallway between.
Playing roulette with Ron Jeremy. I mean, that's up there with chicken and waffles with Snoop Dogg on my bucket list of things I want to do before I die.
I'd like to see that bucket list.
Yeah. All right. We talked to Bob Heil at the beginning of the week when CES got started.
Yes.
And he was telling us about some of the things coming out. But now it's all said and done. We've seen all there is to see. Curious as to what you found intriguing and what flipped your skirt.
4K televisions. LG has a 77-inch 4K that's flexible.
Does it have a popcorn setting?
You can curve it as opposed to having it straight. So you can get the IMAX look.
Who cares?
The people who want 4K TVs want them curved at 77 inches.
And $77,000, probably.
No, only $20,000.
Oh, 20,000.
Right. At the moment. Okay. But the first one's going to be 20 grand. It's like calculators. Back when calculators came out, it had a 9-volt battery. It added, subtracted, divided, and multiplied. The battery lasted about a half hour, and it cost you $300. Now, you can get one that adds, subtracts, divides, multiplies, the square root, runs off the sun, is the size of nothing, as a token for stopping to get gas.
Popcorn sitting on there?
Yes.
Or you can use the one on your phone
right.
to add and subtract.
There you go.
I just don't know anyone who has a curved TV, wants a curved TV, and it just seems like you get to a point of perfecting things where, all right, other than the actor standing in my living room reenacting the scene from the show, it doesn't need to get better than it is.
You been to IMAX? Downtown to the Science Center IMAX, the curved one?
Yes. Sure.
Is that better than the flat one at the same size?
But do I need it for House of Cards?
I don't know. Do you?
Not really.
Well, then the answer to your question would be no.
Okay. So there's a lot of those or there's one?
That was the best of breed. There's a lot of them coming out. Action Cam. Sony has made a camcorder, a little recordable device that now records 4K content. Because half the problem of owning a 4K television is there's no 4K content.
I assume 4K just means more pixels, right?
Yes, four times as many pixels.
And popcorn setting.
And a popcorn setting.
Let's see how many times I can get that in. That's four. Keep track, Kyle.
An interesting one that you needed, you didn't know you needed, is a Bluetooth pacifier.
A real pacifier?
Yeah, for
kids. For a child?
Yeah. It has a temperature sensor in it.
Because you want to stick something electrical in your kid's mouth. That's the responsible thing to do.
It's opposed to sticking things elsewhere in your child to get their temperature.
Oh, right. Well, now they got the ear thing and the forehead swab.
You don't have to touch them. You just give them the pacifier. It tracks trending fevers. It'll keep track of all that stuff for you, Bluetooth to your smartphone.
How did kids live before this generation? I just don't understand. How did they stay alive?
The word rectal thermometer comes to mind. And suppository was the other one.
Oh, my.
I was never good at English.
Mercedes-Benz?
Suppository. It's where you put your money in the bank when it's closed.
Mercedes-Benz has the best of breed for the self-driving cars, although Audi gets a notable mention with their A7. It drove by itself from San Francisco to Vegas and didn't kill anybody.
And that's what the guy's telling his wife, right? It's like, I must have been self-driving, honey. I was coming home, and next thing I knew, I was at the Flamingo.
Right. That's the wave of the future. You're going to see them easily in our lifetime because as we get old enough where we can't drive anymore, we'll just walk out to the garage, tell the car where you want to go, and boom, off you go.
What about the hackers who have come out and said, we have figured out a way to lock on your brakes when you're on the highway?
Okay, so you stop.
That's terrible. Yeah, you do. That's kind of terrifying.
Versus the old lady with the blinker on for 300 miles.
Kind of. But I don't know. I don't see.
By the time it becomes mainstream, there will be solutions in place to stop that from happening.
I hope.
How does this work? You're the tech guy. GPS can get you, what, about 8 meters or 10 meters? Give or take. So that's not quite strategic enough to drive around in a city. So what are they using that is more precise that is able to drive from San Francisco?
Infrared scanners. Well, and sonar. They'll use infrared and sonar to figure out where obstacles are. And then they just basically, through infrared, they make their own map. And then the car figures out what's ahead of it, what's near it, what's by it. Currently, cars, Dodge has them, adjustable cruise control, self-adapting cruise control.
Right.
As you get closer and closer to somebody, it slows down or actually will brake to make sure it maintains the gap.
Well, that makes more sense to me because you're still keeping it in the lane. You're still, it's just one thing in front of you. How is this thing turning to make sure it doesn't go right on red when it's not supposed to?
Google's got one that reads speed limit signs.
Yeah, I should really do that.
It won't let you speed. It'll set the speed based on the speed limit sign it just read. Well,
take forever to get places.
Could be.
Does it make popcorn?
Well, yes.
That's five.
Five.
Thank you.
Why are you concerned about getting places on time, Kyle?
Well, I like to be prompt in my life, but I just think it's a little unbelievable just to strap in an autopilot and let your car drive you around. I don't think we're quite there yet. Are we?
You do that in airlines.
Well, there's pilots up there piloting.
Okay, but basically after you hit cruising altitude, they're doing stuff with stewardesses and reading the newspaper. They're not paying attention
to anything. They're doing stuff with stewardesses. That's right. This is Frank's show. It always comes back to sex, doesn't it?
No, just my segment.
Anything else from CES that you were wildly excited about? And I would love to hear the other side of it, of the most ridiculous things that you read about.
Samsung has a Flex dual door oven. Again, something you need, you didn't know you needed.
I had a dual-door oven, and I enjoyed that.
Yes, but this is the same oven. It has a horizontal door and an insert, so you can have two temperature zones, one high and one low, and you can open the top door to baste the turkey without having to open the bottom door.
Okay.
That was something I needed and I never thought I needed.
Well, I had side-by-side ovens. There was a small one and then a bigger one next to it on Viking. So basically the same thing because I had different temperatures on there.
Yes.
Did you burn the popcorn?
I was going there next. You blew it. This is my game.
Now, we'll pick.
All right.
The last one is called B-Sound Moment. The Moment is a centralized music system. It sends tracks or playlists from collections, from your local CD collection, from your streaming services. The nice part about it is that the touchpad is wood.
Why is that a nice thing?
Because it doesn't look like everything else.
All right.
Doesn't look like all the metal ones.
Okay, so it really serves no purpose. You could even get a splinter while you're working on these things.
Presumably it's polished and waxed so that splinters don't affect you.
Okay, good to know. All right, most ridiculous thing at CES that you read about?
Everything else. There's a ton of robots that do absolutely nothing. Although one honorable mention, the folks who brought you a Rector set.
I beg your pardon?
Erector set. Erector set.
What are the sound
set.
Effects? Boing. Anybody?
I don't have it. Sorry. Yeah,
they took the sound effects machine with them to Mexico.
They now have a robot kit.
An Erector set robot kit?
Yes.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yes.
I think.
I agree.
You already have one, don't you?
Two.
Yeah.
There weren't enough parts in the first
one. All right. Do we have time to take up a call? So I have people who have some questions?
Please.
We can take some calls.
If you'll do me a favor, you'll really bail me out if you take line two first. I'm still trying to figure this phone system out.
I don't know if I can. Can I? Hello? Hello. Hi. Who's this?
It's Scott. I think Tim would be better if he were sitting in a plane.
Gee, thanks, Scott.
No, I mean, you've been awesome. You did well. One thing real quick, per your conversation, if I buy that Erector set and then it doesn't work, is it Erector set dysfunction?
Wow.
Oh, come on, that was good.
That was. I'll laugh all the way home.
As Frank says, good. Comedy's hard.
That was the one you said to take.
That's the saving grace.
Tim can pick him, can he?
Stop saving us.
I'm afraid to answer the phone again. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sorry to bother you.
Hey, okay, that's all right. Listen, AM and the PM.
Yeah. They took them, sorry.
Anyway, look, I'm looking for something that would I could hook onto my keychain that would maybe give a beep or something, and it would be great if I had a phone number attached to it. I could use my cell phone to call my keys, which would put off a beep. For when I lose my keys, I've lost my keys twice in the last week or so.
Yeah, I think that and something for the remote for the TV, I got to believe that's already out there, isn't it?
There was one, it was as seen on TV, one of those late night, you buy one and we'll send you another one for the same price, but don't answer yet. You had to clap, kind of like the light clapper deal. You clapped or whistled at it and it chirped back, the keychain fob chirped back at you.
Well, this is my first iPhone. So I've just gone to this. I was very excited.
There's an app.
That was the word I was looking for.
To find it.
Called Find Your iPhone or something. I was very excited. I downloaded it onto my iPhone, and I put in a password and everything, and I realized it's only on my phone. So if I lose my phone,
Your phone will know right where it's at.
Right. So how do I access my... I'm
pretty sure there's a website that you go to from another computer and enter the information that you entered into your iPhone app to find it.
Or you can set it up on your wife's phone so she can find your phone at all times.
That's what he wants, is to be able to track by his wife everywhere he goes.
I have a lot of friends that have done that.
I need to get around to that. I haven't. Especially the remote. I will change the channel on the remote... Set it down.
Why didn't you get the app for your phone that makes it a remote?
Oh, really? Well, I do Netflix for my phone.
Yeah, but they have an app that...
Do they?
Yeah.
All right, well, I might just do that. But how do you lose your remote? You're on the couch, change the channel, set it down, don't like what you're watching, go to get the remote, can't find it, and you never left the couch.
It's underneath the popcorn.
Yeah. Which, the couch, is there an app for that, too?
Yes.
You're so shrewd. I know people always like to reach out to you and ask their questions, and you're a good enough person that you don't mind taking them.
Nope.
How can they reach you outside of the broadcast?
Tech questions at ktrs.com.
Now, do you collect them? Is there like a bunch of really weird ones out there?
No, I don't collect them. I receive roughly about 400 a week, give or take, emails that come into that.
Let's grab one more here from Scott.
I'm back. Okay, quick question. On a Wii, do the cords go bad on that from time to time? I hadn't turned this thing on in 6 months, and then the wife decided she wanted to start exercising and doing the Wii Fit, so we cranked it on, and nothing.
You think maybe she didn't mean it, and when you were asleep, she, like, clipped one of the wires?
It's highly possible. She almost clipped one of my wires.
That's what I would have done. Anyway.
I would not necessarily start looking at the cords, especially because the Wii, the units are wireless, the hand units. And the power cord, if it's not moving, usually those don't fail unless they're...
No, I mean, I can't even get the green light to come on. I'm getting nothing.
It could be the actual power supply in the unit.
Can they replace that, or has he got to get a new Wii?
You can replace them if you'll go to the interwebs and do a search. There's probably two or three people in town that'll either exchange them out or replace that one directly for you.
Okay, cool. That's what I needed to know.
Good luck with that. I just had a Wii issue. We had the first generation, so about like 30 games. We haven't used it in a long time. We want to get some of the new games and things. We were going to get a new Wii because the old one's not working. And I was told that the games that I bought for the first generation Wii don't work.
Correct.
On the new one. But somebody said they do.
I've been told they don't.
Really?
It's not like the PlayStations or the Xboxes where if you bought a PS2 game, you could play it on PS3. And PS3s could be played on PS4s.
Man, that is a... I'm going to start a game.
The problem is that the Wii U, the second version of it, never had the killer app. The first one had that sports. You could bowl. You could baseball.
Yeah,
that was the killer app for that. If you got the Wii, that's the game you had to have.
Right.
The Wii U, we don't have one. Nobody knows what the app to have is for it.
Mario Kart, is that on there?
That's Mario Kart came out in the re-original. So
I loved Mario Kart.
Which character were you?
The tall, skinny, purple guy who always went, "Wee!" I don't remember what his name was.
Not the big dinosaur?
No, it's not.
That's my favorite
character. Is that a fat joke?
No.
Jose Hernandez.
It's a popcorn joke.
People want to reach out to you again. The email is?
Tech questions. TECH questions at KTRS.com.
Jose Hernandez and sponsored by Oric Home Center. 7 of them. Stop by. You will take something home. It is 4:35. Thank you, pal.
My pleasure.
Enjoyed it. This was fun. You should do it with us earlier in the day.
Whenever you would like.
Really?
I'm available.
Oh, Frank would be furious.
I don't think so.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Do we got to get to traffic or brakes or what are we going to do? He's not ready.
I'm ready whenever you're ready.
Well, what have listeners told you has happened out there, Tim?
No one has. I've been taking Jose's calls. That deckio in here, can I? All right, it looks like things are starting to break loose a little bit. They've cleared that the accident that was on southbound 270 at Manchester. So it looks like everything is running better from Manchester to Doherty Ferry. But you're still backed up between Page and Olive. Now, we also have an incident. It's an earlier accident. It's on eastbound Highway 70 at Goodfellow that has the right lane blocked. And traffic is backed up just a little bit east of Highway 170. Now, downtown eastbound 40, that's running slow right around Jefferson or Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have westbound 40 drivers. They are slowing from about, it looks like Kings Highway now through McCausland. We're also running heavy from on westbound 70 out around the Earth City Expressway. And eastbound 270, you're heavy now approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. At Subway, experience the breakthrough taste of the new grilled chicken strips. Premium cut and all white meat without artificial preservatives or flavors. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Win a $50,000 cash grand prize or a share of thousands in free slot play during the Winter Wonderland giveaway, Fridays and Saturdays in January at Hollywood Casino.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historic. historically low. So it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis, as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of hardwood flooring to give you these great New Year's savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. And here's a great suggestion. Beautiful 5-inch wide American-made hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring on sale now for only $389 a square foot. That's right. You can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak. American-made hand-scraped hickory for only $389 a square foot. Let me repeat, for only $389 a square foot, it's the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 10 pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
All right, dinner plans, made them. Obviously, lunch has come and gone, and if you were shrewd and already hit a sugar fire, maybe you're not going to do that for dinner. It's not unheard of to go twice in a day or three times in a day. I have actually had lunch at Sugar Fire, got caught up in conversation with Michael or Charlie or Adam or one of the pit masters back there, and I'm like, oh, it's dinner time. Should probably order something else and have my second meal brought to me. If you don't want to sit there and do it, how about some carryouts? Take home a tray of brisket or some pulled chicken or one of their award-winning sandwiches and save room for Carolyn's desserts. Those are ridiculously good. In fact, how many people that bake for a restaurant or a series of restaurants from Sierra Nose to the three Sugar Fire locations do so well and are in such demand that they have to build them their own location? This is that one case. Carolyn now brings you Sugar Fire Pie, and it's two doors down from Sugar Fire Smokehouse there at the Mothership in Olivet, just west of 170. But you'll find a Sugar Fire in St. Charles on Elm Point off of 370. Wing Haven has one, too. Follow them online to get all the latest in those obscene daily specials and figure out what the next culinary treat is you're going to spill on your shirt. Online at SugarFireSmokehouse.com.
ABC Radio presents Business Sense, brought to you by Wix. Create your own free website with the drag and drop builder. Learn more at Wix.com.
This year, make it a goal to get your taxes done early. Statistics show you get back more money because you have more time to go through your deductions carefully, rather than scrambling last minute on April 16th. And when you get your refund, put it to good use by paying off your high interest debts. Also, consider starting an emergency fund, too, for all those unexpected expenses. And that's Business Sense, brought to you by Wix.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you ready to succeed in 2015? Say goodbye to those extra inches and say hello to the medical weight loss program that will change your life.
The Fast Track Plan at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX. Lose up to 30 pounds in 23 days with a medically supervised weight loss program with a 90% success rate.
Do you suffer from metabolic syndrome, obesity type 1, 2, or 3, type 2 diabetes? Have you tried and failed over and over again? Then you're the perfect candidate.
Don't delay. Call now for a free consultation. 618-509-5290.
That's 618-509-5290. Find out about the 23-day Fast Track Package, where you'll visit one-on-one with Dr. Bridget Brasfield.
And get a customized prescription appetite control plan that will take the weight off in a hurry.
Appointment times are filling up fast, so you better call right now. 618-509-5290. That's 618-509-5290. Or online at AdvancedMedicalWeightLossRx.com.
With approved health assessment, call for details, limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
I know it's the dead of winter, but It's never too early to start thinking about your lawn. Fire that lawn service and hire yourself and go to DynaGreen to get all of your fertilizer. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com, your local lawn and garden dealer, will help you every step of the way. An easy five-step program to make your lawn the greenest and the best on the block. DynaGreen, created by St. Louisans for the region. DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Heat Up St. Louis celebrates our 15th anniversary. Thanks, Missouri and Illinois donors, for helping us. I'm Melanie DeLeo. Your generosity has impacted the lives of 300,000 needy households.
And I'm Reverend Earl Nance Jr. Seniors and low-income people are truly on hard times, and you keep them safe each winter. Thank you.
We're different than most charities. 100% of our public donations help the needy.
Help us celebrate by donating at heatupstlouis.org or through UMB Bank.
Please avoid unsafe methods of heating your homes.
Hi, it's Frank. I've been doing this for about 30 years, and I would say that I have worked with, sometimes short-term, sometimes longer-term, but I've probably worked with easily 8 or 10 car dealers. And out of the 8 or 10, two were far and away harder workers and put in more hours and were more dedicated than any of the other dealers. One of those two is retired. The other is Johnny Londoff. Yes, he duck hunts, okay? But I don't know too many people who put as much time and effort and hard work into a business as he does, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And when he says he wants to meet as many of his customers as he can, he means it. If you're there and you do business there and he's not around, on the slight chance, and it's not often, that he's not there and you go, oh, man, I wish John Londoff had been there. You give him your name and number. He'll call you. He will meet you. As he says, he's always talking about people wanting to shake his hand. He wants to shake your hand. And if he wants to hug you, let him give you a hug, for goodness sakes. This is a place that just gave you the best car buying experience probably that you've ever had. They've been doing this a long time. And you can buy Chevrolets a lot of places, but there's a reason that so many people will drive past a half dozen other dealerships, drive dozens of miles to do business with Johnny Londoff. And you're going to see what that reason is if you'll just give them a shot at your business, and I hope you will. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, or any time of the day or night at Londoff.com.
Large morning show in the afternoon. John Carney filling in at 4:45. We'll be back to our show tomorrow. If you are one of these people that turn on the radio at 3 o'clock, you know, there's a larger world out there. But I have this little radio show, normally heard right before this, and you may or may not know, Donny Osmond appears regularly on our show for no particular reason. I just find him interesting, and he's available. So he's been on like 10 times in the last year and a half. So a brand new album coming out from him this week. So we thought, well, let's get him back on the show. I mean, the guy for Christmas sent me a pair of Donny Osmond oven mitts that I have in my office.
You serious?
Yeah. I'm not bragging, but I got a pair of Donny Osmond oven mitts.
It's got a good publicist.
So we got him again, and I taped something with him on Friday to run today. And it wasn't until I got to mention the oven mitts that I came to the realization that he had no idea who the hell I was after 10 conversations.
Yes, with your face on it.
Oh, that's right. John Carney. That's how
yeah. I know. Oh, see? Donny Osmonde, my great idea. And you're like, yeah, this is swell. I'm going to leave the country so you can't find me.
Hey, you still have those oven mitts?
Of course I do.
Now, you know, if you go on the Donny.com store, you will not find them anymore.
I got the last two. You told me that.
You got the last two.
That's why I paid retail.
That's right, buddy.
And on top of that,
my life bill that month.
And you got the little record thing we got to talk about in a second. But since you're talking merchandise and all that, so I'm always looking for something to chide you about prior to a conversation. So minutes before you called, I see on the website at Donny.com that you have your own line of door hardware.
Well, it's part of the whole company called Donny Osmond Home. It's a company that my wife and I launched a year ago, and it's home furnishings, and we pick the stuff that we really like. It's a growing process. We're exactly where we want to be, but I think it's kind of cool that you can have a front door lock and the keys that you get, it says Donny Osmond Home on it. It's so cool. I've got them in my house, So I open up my door with a Donny Osmond key.
Well, you should. You're Donny Osmond.
Of course.
Of course. But I don't think Tony Bennett has a doorknob.
No.
So there you go.
So, you know, it's interesting because I've been doing this for so long.
Doorknobs?
And No. It's show business. Doorknobs is just one of thousands of things that are out there with Donny Osmond Home.
You think you know a guy.
What's that?
You think you know a guy.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a company that my wife and I are having so much fun with, and we're finding things all over the world that we like, and we're endorsing in this company.
Good deal. And in between that, cranking out a record here and there, I would be interested to see how many individual recording artists have 60 albums out. I would say it can't even be double digits.
Oh, no. I think there are two that beat me. It's Frank Zappa and Elvis Presley. And really? They just barely beat me. I beat the Rolling Stones for sure.
60th album, soundtrack of my life. I've heard nothing about this, except for the 10 appearances that you've done. You've actually been on this show more than The Tonight Show now, I think.
I think so.
So, yeah. Congrats. How exciting for you.
I know. It's a milestone.
Between that and the doorknob, you could die a happy man and leave quite a legacy.
Yeah. On my epitaph, I'm just going to say, he knew John Carney.
It's been a while because you ditched us and went to England to go do some television there. And glad you're back. And congratulations on inking a long-term deal at the Flamingo. So we know where to find you and Sis for the rest of 2015.
Well, it's interesting because we were supposed to be there. I think we talked about this last time. We were supposed to be there for 6 weeks back in 2008. And here we're going on our seventh year.
And Amazing Jonathan was working that room for a while, and I imagine they don't have to spend as much on the mini bar now.
No. Actually, you'd be surprised. You'd really be surprised, the Donny Osmond audience. They come to Vegas and have a great time.
Why would that surprise me?
I don't know.
And everybody leaves with a hinge, with a space on it. You get a nice little hinge as you go out with Donny's face on it.
Well, at least they don't have the oven mitts anymore.
So Sis, I think, was on the Today Show, stealing your press, not long ago. And she announced that you guys were going to do a world tour. So when exactly are you going to squeeze that into your schedule?
You know, I don't know where she comes up with this stuff.
Did she not talk to you about it?
No, there's no world tour.
did you call her and say, you know, actually, that's not
I'm going to see her next week in Vegas. I'm going to ask, where in the world are we doing the world tour? Where are we fitting that in?
Yeah, between one of the shows at the Flamingo.
Exactly. I mean, I've got an album to promote, and so my downtime out of Vegas, I'm going to be performing this album.
Soundtrack of my life. Now, will some of that become incorporated into the Flamingo show?
Most definitely. I mean, this is such a milestone album. You've got to do something from the album. So, and they're classic songs. For instance, My Sherry Moore starts the album out. It's the first 45 I ever bought. And after cutting the track, put my vocal on, I thought, wouldn't it be cool if Stevie Wonder played the harmonica on this thing? So I called him up, and I said, would you be willing to do this? He said, well, send me the track. He wasn't about to commit to just anything, you know. And the next thing I know, my phone rings, and it's his assistant. And she says, Stevie's on the other line. He wants to talk to you. And I'm thinking, okay, this could be really good or really bad. So he gets on there, and John, I got to tell you, what he said was so cool. He said, Donnie, I just heard the track, and you got to send me the masters because this is unbelievable. I got to be part of this project. So to have my musical hero endorse the album like that, and he kicks it off, And there's stories about Paul McCartney when I first met him. He asked for my autograph, and Elton John, and all these other artists. That's what this whole album is all about. It's my life's experiences with these songs, recorded in a way that I would have done had I gotten the song first.
And Stevie bought a dozen door knockers, too.
He did, really?
In case you're playing the home game. Yes, he did.
Okay, good.
And also tickets to the world tour, so he's going to be wildly disappointed. Also.
Oh, that's too bad.
Was there anybody, because of a CD only being so long or a schedule conflict, where you weren't able to hook up with somebody who was on that list of my bucket list recording?
No. I mean, this thing just came together. I had 300 songs, literally, on that I wanted to record, and I kept narrowing it down. And the criteria, John, was that it's got to have a cool, significant story behind it, a compelling story of why I'm doing this song. And so that helped me narrow down the list to these the songs that are on the CD.
Well, it's been a while since we caught up because, as I said, you left the country and it was difficult to find you. But now that we have, so I imagine you can look forward to regular annoying phone calls as we relaunch Donnie Oz Monday. And as I broke that to you, I think the phrase you uttered was, "You're an idiot." I think that's exactly what you told me. You said, "You're an idiot."
Well, you know what? We could do it every Monday. We could talk about door knockers.
And we could, and maybe we could even get her on the show. It's album number 60, soundtrack of my life, and I imagine Amazon's got it available for downloads.
Amazon, iTunes, everywhere. It's everywhere. Come Tuesday.
A lot of stuff's coming back out in vinyl again. Are you doing that too?
Not that I know of at this time. We might. But there's talk about it, but the record company wants to see what's going on first before they start making commitments for vinyl. But, yeah, it's making a comeback.
And Back to the Flamingo, have those shows already begun?
It starts in 2 weeks. I've got 2 weeks of promotion. Got to go to New York and in Los Angeles and do, you know, The View, Good Morning America, The Talk, all those shows. And then I'll start up Vegas.
What's the favorite? Obviously, doing Donny Oz Monday on the Carney show is right up there, but do you have a favorite show to do for one reason or another because of the memories of the building or the host or just whatever reason?
Well, that's a really good question. I actually enjoyed doing the Howard Stern show. It was a very interesting experience that I'll never forget, and he keeps re-airing it over and over again. I did it years and years ago. But he asked me some tough questions, and I just answered them blatantly. And somebody asked him at the end of that year, it was back in 97, they said, "Who is your favorite interview of the year?" And he says, "You're going to be surprised, but it was Donny Osmond."
And, you know, I'm not blowing smoke here, maybe a little, but I hold you up as one of those two because you're not what we expect, and you're someone that has done millions of these, yet in our conversations, your reaction to me sound organic, and it sounds like you're thinking through what I'm asking you as opposed to, "Yeah, I grew up in Salt Lake City, and I'm a Mormon, and the first show, I was 7 years old, and I love my sister, and ran and ran there." So,
John, don't blow smoke. Don't flatter yourself. I'm a good actor.
Well, I'll do that next week. When we talk with another episode of Donny Oz Monday. Congratulations, soundtrack of my life. Release number 60, and if you go to Vegas, screw those French Cirque du Soleil people. You want to get to the Flamingo and go see Donny and Marie, which I'm going to get in for this calendar year. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Be well.
Good to talk to you, buddy.
Bye. All right, there's Donny, and he's actually going to come back Wednesday on the show live because Kara really wants to meet him, so we're going to let him shamelessly plug his record some more. All right, Bill Cleveland, in just a moment. First, even though he's gone, he's still with us in spirit. If we can just channel right now, everybody thinking just, I wish I could just hear Frank's voice right now.
Hi, it's Frank. Sometimes I think that in the almost 24 years, I think it is, that American Equity has been part of the show, sometimes I think that we just keep saying the same thing. But you know what? They really do a couple of things. They don't do everything. They're not in the appliance business. They're in the lending business. They loan you money. So hopefully what'll happen is after you hear what sometimes maybe seems to be the same message over and over and over, it'll sink in. And then one day when you need a mortgage, you'll know who to call, American Equity Mortgage, and you'll know the number, 314-878-9999. Or maybe one day, let's say you're already a homeowner, and then one day you realize you need some money you don't have. You need to borrow money. And there are a lot of people who are more than happy to loan you money. You ever notice that? All these lending places and bring us your paycheck and your car title and whatever, forget that. A lot of places will loan you money, but the people who are usually quickest to do it are the ones who want to hold you up, rob you, want to charge you a hellacious interest. If you're a homeowner, you do not have to do that. You can borrow money the smart way at today's ridiculous low mortgage rates. American Equity will walk you through it. You'd be amazed at how easy it is. One of the great perks of being a homeowner. Talk to them. Ask them about bill consolidation loans and home equity loans. Here's their number. I happen to have it. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpwrist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM in the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or download their free app, STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
We don't have the clapping sound effects, so we're going to do it ourselves. Hello, Bill Cleveland.
That's all right, I appreciate that. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good, buddy. Nice to break the airwaves with you.
Me and Donny Osmond. Boy, don't get better than that.
Not a bad warm-up act, honestly.
Yeah, not so bad. Well, the Golden Globes were held last night. Didn't really catch the show, but I do know this little fun fact about the Golden Globes. Turns out that's also what Dolly Parton called her breast. Did you know that? Golden Globes. Dolly Parton. The entire country dealing with below-average temperatures so far this weekend, even in Southern California. In fact, the weather's been so bad in L.A. that some of the kids are removing the chains from their noses and putting them on their tires. That's how bad it's, you know.
There you go.
Wow.
Did you ever feel like you were getting the hook?
Kyle fell asleep and he landed on the sound effects machine. Wake up! There we go.
I told them this segment doesn't work when they're going. It barely works when they are there. I'm going to do one more, and then I'm going to...
Don't threaten me.
One more. And finally this afternoon. Can you hit that, Kyle? Oh, that's right. There's no audience today. Well, in Abilene, Texas, two crooks have been caught after stealing from their local Dollar General store. Police say the two men almost got away with nearly $14 worth of merchandise, but they caught them and... okay, well, that sums it up. I'm not calling the rest of the week. You guys seal the deal.
I put that on your sizzle reel, buddy.
I would.
The sizzle reel, you say.
That was strong. I bet you even have a sponsor for this.
I do. It's a Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Have a wonderful Monday afternoon. See you later.
Bye, Bill.
I don't even need a cab, but after that performance, I'm going to go get one.